Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Tanzina Vega, back with you now on The Takeaway. When the Republican senator from Georgia, Johnny Isakson, announced his retirement last summer, the state law left it up to Governor Brian Kemp to name a replacement. And as of today, Kemp has made his decision, businesswoman Kelly Loeffler, who will hold the seat until the 2020 election. But Kemp's choice has drawn criticism from some Republicans because the president has expressed interest for a different candidate, Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. Joining me now is Stephen Fowler, politics reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
So what's Kelly Loeffler's record? What's her role in Georgia politics been?
Well, you know, Tanzina, there's not really a big political footprint for Loeffler. She is a big-time donor. She's given hundreds of thousands of dollars to national candidates like Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney when he ran for president, to local politicians like a former Democratic Atlanta mayor, Kasim Reed, and Governor Nathan Deal. And she hasn't really been that active in the political sphere. She is a CEO of a financial services firm, not an elected official, no history like that. But she has given speeches here and there over the years talking about her lifetime Republican values and conservative views on the economy and other issues like that.
Is that what prompted her position here? Or is that the fact that she's a donor? Or, I mean, because even the president is not happy with this appointment.
Well, you know, she has given money recently to both the Republican National Committee and the Trump victory effort. But, you know, Kelly Loeffler represents kind of a different sort of candidate. Governor Kemp has appointed a number of different people to state boards that don't really typically fit the traditional Southern conservative mold, i.e. white men. And this is kind of the latest example of what he's trying to do to broaden the Republican tent and kind of take a calculated look at Georgia's political landscape and how it's shifting. Suburban women have been leaving the Republican Party, and with both Senate seats on the ballot next year in Georgia, this kind of represents a play to try to make sure that all of the bases are covered and not just President Trump's base.
Well, and we know that prominent conservative voices like Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz have called out Kemp for going against President Trump. This happens a lot, Stephen, when if someone does something that the president is displeased with, they'll publicly be called out for it. Does this pose any backlash for Kemp?
Well, you know, Tanzina, I never thought in my lifetime that I would write a story with the word jorts in the headline. That was one of the things that Congressman Gaetz was going back and forth with some of Kemp's advisors. They accused him of being a jorts-wearing person who didn't know anything about Georgia.
Stephen, you're going to have to explain what jorts are.
Jean shorts.
Ah, I had no idea jorts were a political lightning rod there. And there was a dispute over jean shorts.
Short term, I don't think there's going to be much backlash because Governor Kemp is the governor of Georgia. A lot of his allies and supporters would say, as the Georgia governor, it's his decision to make the Georgia Senate pick. And people who don't live in the state don't know what it's like and don't know the calculus, and their voices kind of fade away to the background.
Let's take a look at what the political landscape looks like in Georgia ahead of the 2020 election. You mentioned that suburban women, I'm assuming there's largely white suburban women, are leaving the Republican Party, which is part of the reason why Loeffler has been appointed to this position. What else are we seeing on the ground in Georgia?
Well, you know, we have a shifting demographic landscape. Georgia is becoming more diverse, more politically active, and more democratic. Governor Kemp narrowly won his election in 2018 against Democrat Stacey Abrams, and you have both U.S. Senate seats on the ballot. You have two northern Atlanta suburb congressional seats on the ballot that could feature women nominees on both the Republican and Democratic side. And then you've got, of course, the presidential race, and you've got a tight election in Georgia that's probably going to be a battleground state. Republicans and Democrats acknowledge that. So the next year is going to be a hard-fought battle for candidates trying to win.
Stephen Fowler is politics reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.